Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Daniel,
call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's On Your Mind is on. And now, here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Well, I think things are calming down now.
In a big old land with countless
must be. Never mind, we have hostages
and happiness
taken.
Out of reach.
We have 11 Americans confirmed dead.
Hard work.
1,000 Israelis, and Joe Biden is wanting to make sure that you are aware the junk fees are a problem, Kev. This is what he tweeted about.
He doesn't tweet anything. I don't think he knows how to use a smartphone, but whoever's tweeting for him, let's be
a little
real.
Little tone deaf, I think.
Yeah. Clueless.
Yeah, let me read you this very important message from the White House this morning. Junk fees can add up to hundreds of dollars for working families. President Biden continues to call on Congress to pass the Junk Fee Prevention Act to stop unfair charges by hotels, airlines, cable and internet companies, and online ticket sellers.
Yeah, that's a problem.
In the middle of war in the Middle East, the commander-in-chief, this White House, sending out a tweet about junk fees. You can't even fathom how stupid that is. Unbelievable. I think we found out yesterday why White didn't talk at all, though. They called the lid very early on and let him take a nap, I guess. He was interviewed about the classified documents that were hanging out with his Corvette. Remember the piles of documents?
Yeah.
So he was interviewed, I guess, on Sunday and Monday. So I'm sure there's something that's going to come of this very soon. Joe should be held to the same standard as President Trump, right?
Oh, yeah, you'd think.
Where's the indictments? They're coming soon?
Here's a little of his babbling yesterday. So special.
Let me say this as clearly as I can. This is not a moment for any party hostile to Israel to exploit these attacks to seek advantage. The world is watching.
Uh-huh.
The people of Israel are under attack, orchestrated by a terrorist organization, Hamas. In this moment of tragedy, I want to say to them and to the world and to terrorists everywhere that the United States stands with Israel.
With an open border, letting a lot of them in here to do whatever they want. But other than that, it's all good.
And we're talking about the border a little later on in the program today with
my head hurts.
Federation for Immigration Reform, American Immigration Reform, and you're exactly right, Kevin. This is now time that we spend some serious bandwidth on saying, okay, of the millions that have poured across the border, where are the worst of the worst? Where are the terrorists hiding? Find them.
You know what I'm thinking?
Track them down.
I'm thinking is that we open up all, because the Taliban wants clear passage to Gaza to help them fight. I say we give ISIS, the Taliban, Hezbollah, all free access to get themselves to Gaza to help Hamas. They need to all go right there. Just converge there and join the fight so that we don't have to travel around looking for you. We can just kill you all in one spot. You know what I'm saying? It's 200 more targets the Israeli Air Force just they're dropping buildings in Gaza because of this. I mean, they're getting punched in the mouth over and over, as they should be, and over again. But yeah, we need to back off. We need to take it easy on those poor terrorists.
the Israeli Defense Forces now are saying they've retaken full control of this border, and they found the bodies of 1,500 Hamas militants. 1,500. So that's good news. 3 days after Hamas fighters broke through to launch that surprise attack, as you say, Kevin, the appropriate retaliation in response to that is happening. The IDF also bombarded Gaza, told residents to leave the blockaded strip of land, now facing an Israeli siege and potential ground operation. However, fears are growing for the dozens of hostages because Hamas has threatened to start executing captives if Israel bombs civilians in Gaza.
Sorry, that is a casualty of war. That is what that's going to be. But you know what? These bugs have got to be stepped on. And that's what's happening right now. That's what Netanyahu said. We're not, you know, this is it. We're done with this. And if they need to message shock and awe, remember shock and awe? That's what you're seeing happening in Gaza right now. F-16s and F-35s are raining down on these people. And they have no idea the bear they kicked here.
And by the way, keep an eye on the northern border, Israel's northern border with Lebanon, because there are deadly clashes that are happening up there, and fears that this conflict could become more regional in nature. So we're watching that very close as well. Because, of course, Hezbollah is going to say, what an opportunity we now have. IDF is down there clearing Gaza, so let's come at them from the north. This is what Israel faces. Imagine this. Size of New Jersey. In the middle of a sea of hatred. Hatred because these people are of the Jewish faith. You're living through another Holocaust, folks.
Yep.
Amazing times.
You're an infidel. You fall in that class too, Scott, as a Christian. You know, it's not just the radical Islam hatred is for all infidels. It doesn't matter if you're not on that team, you're not worthy of living. So that's, and to think it's not coming here again with what's going on at the border, better think again, my friend. Something's up.
John Kirby, the National Security Council spokesman, was on a number of programs this morning saying that the first tranche of U.S. assistance is on its way to Israel, and the effort and the focus is on making sure that Israel has the munitions, the weapons, the tools they need to defend themselves and go after the Hamas terrorists.
Well, Kirby
said he would not confirm if any Americans were among the hostages taken from Israel, but we have to prepare for that grim possibility, the likelihood that they could be. And there are a number of unaccounted Americans still. We're hearing from lots of families, as you might expect, who are trying to get information about loved ones they haven't heard from. The U.S. also offering Israel hostage crisis and recovery expertise. We're clearly interested in helping them with any expertise and intelligence when it comes to getting those hostages freed, whoever they are. This is dominating the news cycle, obviously, and you have a spot from Rob Schmidt last night on Newsmax on this. Cam, why don't you go ahead and roll out?
Yeah, he was. I watch a lot of Newsmax, and Rob Schmidt was on with Mike Huckabee, and and basically saying what I'm saying and what a lot of people are saying is that this has to be answered accordingly.
How many Hamas sleeper cells or other terror groups looking to carry out an attack in America have crossed our wide open southern border since Biden took office? That's a question to ponder. They're being welcomed in from all over the world, 170 different countries to be exact. Many have deep ties to terrorism. Since Biden took office, more than 600 from Iran, 3,000 from Egypt, 13,000 Uzbekistan. More than 30,000 have come in through the southern border from Turkey, just to name a few. This fiscal year, 160 people on the terror watch list have been apprehended at the southern border. 160 people on our terror watch list have made it a point to fly or take a boat to Mexico and then walk into the country that way. Think about the agenda that might be behind that. It only took 19 to carry out 9/11. Judging by what we saw in New York over the weekend, you could say that there's already some pretty scary people in the country. Former Governor Mike Huckabee joins me now, along with Waleed Faris, Newsmax foreign policy analyst. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on. Governor, we've gone through the incredible incompetence of Biden's State Department. We don't even think for a second about the damage he's already inflicted on his own country in a moment like this.
Yeah, God forbid we have some incident that is the result of people having just waltzed right across the southern border with no questions asked. And I just wonder, how will the Biden administration explain that? Probably the same way that they tried to explain today why we have American hostages in Gaza and why we've had at least, over 10 Americans murdered by these thugs. And the response was, we put a lid on it. It's just really something that I hope Americans understand. When you harm Americans and you kidnap them and you start killing them, there ought to be a quick and a very strong response from the United States. And the president ought to personally deliver it. You touch the hair on the head of an American, and you will have hell to pay.
That's like Barney Fife giving you that warning, though. So not really.
Wouldn't it be this 101, though? I mean, just the basic... I mean, there's got to be 100 people telling him some version of that. And it would be very easy to deliver. Now, whether it's believed or not, or whether he's feared or not, is a whole other question. But at least say it. Let's do it. Mike Huckabee's exactly right. More from the UAS Summit at Grand Forks with the Alaris Center today after this on What's on Your Mind.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Take it from Tim. You're going to love hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
My story is my reward for exercising. I use my hot tub totally for wellness. Vince came over, showed me where to put it, took care of everything. It's just perfect. Every morning, once again, it's being able to use it after you exercise. It's just the energy level. It's wonderful. The thing that I appreciate the most is the valet service. You don't worry about anything. The only thing you have to do is lift the cover and enjoy.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today, Kev. David Lee Roth somehow made it to 69. So Well, Van Halen today.
I'd say he lived a pretty tough life.
Yeah, yeah, he's not the maniac he used to be, but who is, right?
A clean living wasn't exactly a priority one for Van Halen.
No, not really. No, not David Lee Roth. No, do you know he played Rock in the Hills up in Botno years ago?
I did not. Remember?
Yeah, they had that festival up there for quite a few years, Rock in the Hills, and they had signed him, and he flew in, and then they helicoptered him in, and he landed, and he didn't really meet anybody, but he got out of the limo with a big bottle of what looked like Jack Daniels, you know, and he kind of toasted to everybody and took a big drink out of it, and then about a half hour later, the limo driver was standing there. He goes, yeah, that was iced tea in there.
Well, see, that's how he got to 69.
Oh, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, wellness in a hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is something you need to think about for this coming cooler weather we have. Freeze last night. You know, winter's on the way. But you know, when you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, mentally above the water, relationally better beyond the water. And right now, it's a good time. Kids are back in school, and maybe you want them mentally better above the water. Hot water increases the circulation to the brain, which makes you smarter, better grades, better work performance. It's really brilliant. And you know what else? A little family time that's built in, because everybody wants to be in the hot tub. So they're making memories. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck. Joined by Bill Adam now. Bill is from the Grand Forks Economic Development Corporation, working a lot side-by-side with the companies that are, I don't want to say dropping from the sky, but they are plentiful these days because of what's happening in the unmanned aerial system space in this ecosystem. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Glad to be here. Yep, things are taking off quite literally here in the Grand Forks region and, frankly, North Dakota in general. We're a huge, innovative hub, our state, from U.S. senators right down to a mayor of a city. Believing in the power of UAS and related tech, and it's proven so. It started about 2010 Grand Sky, UND with aviation started in the late 60s, but this UAS program that they have there, they were actually the first in the country to have a UAS degree out of UND. So they just continue to lead and move forward in everything aviation.
And, Bill, paint a picture from where we're at today. Obviously, economic development corporations are out there trying to generate primary sector jobs.
Exactly.
And get those pillars of the community built up with more and more manufacturing and innovation, technology, and whatnot. Paint me a picture from where we're at today to where you think this is going.
Sure. So glad to. So one of the interesting things here is the opportunities that are creative because of the cohesive nature of the people that are part of our ecosystem, the fancy word. And you've seen it grow, and as it continues to take off, we have exciting things from small UAS, so under 55 pounds, company like EyeSight, one of the first here in the state, all the way up to the Grand Skies Air Force Base of the world, with 130-foot wingspan Global Hawks, and creating a business economy over there as the first UAS business park that now is going to be receiving investment of over $500 million. They're going to be creating hundreds of jobs over the next few years just in infrastructure type work, because as the Testing Research Management Center, TRMC is the acronym, develops their testing program for hypersonic missiles based out of Grand Forks here, they're going to need services for people, so lodging, gyms, food, transportation. It'll be a 24/7 operation, and there's already Northrop Grumman out there at Grand Sky and General Atomics out there. So it's an amazing time. Job creation, job wages out there. Right now, the average wage in Grand Sky is roughly $123,000, so that's substantial. But what's neat is all of this region, the cities, are going to benefit from this because not everybody's going to live in the big city, so to speak. They're going to be interested in other properties, other locations. That's powerful. A lot of the jobs aren't necessarily systems analysts and things like that. So there's a lot of opportunity offshoots that are being driven by this development of Grand Sky. With you, in my opinion, UND is kind of the hub of everything, with the ability to work with these companies, help them do research, develop things. The small UAS side, Scott, is just received a terrific, what would you say, injection of infrastructure. Just south of the Air Force Base is a small UAS field that was built by the UND Foundation, and it's called Gorman Field. And so people can go out there and do their small UAS testing, flying, that type of stuff right out there. And our big, beautiful skies are some of the important things for all of this testing, as is cold. We specialize in that. And wind, we specialize in that. Yeah. So they don't have to go very far to get their testing in. And yet in the summer, they can hit 100 degrees and they can really encompass a lot of flight testing here and research, which is also handled by the Northern Plains Test Site. They were the first test site of the seven, and thanks to Senator Hoven, that has continued to grow here. They have over 40 employees there. Each test site kind of has a specialty, and these people here are tremendous at being able to take the testing anywhere you need. So they've been to 17 different states. They'll go to the ocean. They'll go to wherever you need to go to make sure your testing is done properly. But along with that, what they've been able to do is to work with the state of North Dakota to literally develop UAS legislation, UAS description for flight, and then along with that, working with the FAA, really developing the standards. So we have a tremendous relationship with the FAA here, and that's one of the reasons companies are very much attracted here, because having that ear of the FAA in what's been, frankly, kind of a cumbersome relationship compared to the rest of the world, they're an ability to get things done, to get work done so that you can get in the air. The BVLOS, if you've ever heard of that acronym, it's Beyond Visual Line of Sight, is sort of the holy grail for monetizing UAS. And we just received here Vantis, which is a product service of the Northern Plains Test Site and the government, the state, approval to do Beyond Visual Line of Sight out in western North Dakota with their system that they've been working with Thales, who manages about 40% of the world's aircraft monitoring. So out of France, $17 billion company. The Vantis system is the ability to integrate unmanned aircraft systems into the national airspace. FAA's primary goal is safety, and we certainly don't want to have any issues with some unknown or unseen drone.
Fascinating conversation, Bill Adams. Thank you so much for sharing the story with us. Gives folks a great picture of what's happening.
Yeah, thanks for letting
me. You all have
in.
Helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news. The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
USA News Update. At least 11 Americans are among the dead after surprise attacks on Israel by the Palestinian terrorist organization Hamas started an all-out war over the weekend. Since then, Israeli forces have been battling the terrorists. The White House announced President Biden will deliver remarks on the attack today at 1 p.m. Eastern. President Biden has been interviewed by the special counsel leading an investigation into the handling of classified documents. In a statement, the White House said the interview was conducted at the White House Sunday and Monday. Special counsel Robert Hur was appointed earlier this year after classified documents from Biden's time as vice president were found at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., and in his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware, in a garage. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing yesterday, described as an effort to stabilize the fragile relationship. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The entire government has been engaged throughout the region and well beyond, both to build support for Israel and to make sure that every country was using whatever means it has, whatever influence it has, to pull Hamas back and also to make sure that we don't see conflict erupt in other areas.
We have reports that several Americans may be among the dead. We are very actively working to verify those reports. Similarly, we've seen reports about hostages, and there again, we're very actively trying to verify them and nail that down.
Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, who, by the way, yesterday or the day before, I forget which, tweeted out something about a ceasefire and quickly deleted it. So you never know if those word salads are, you know, for the cameras or what. He's saying the right things there.
Very actively we're very actively doing this. I'm sure it's A team is on it.
Oof-da. Yes, and by the way, we are in contact with the North Dakota group that is over there. About 85 of them, led by some parish priests from Fargo and West Fargo. So we're keeping an eye on that for you as well, and they are trying to leave as planned Thursday, 2 days away, earlier if they can, but so far that has not been possible. So we're in regular contact with them. We'll keep you posted on all of that. Also going to talk about the border next hour with Dan Stein from FAIR, the Federation of American Immigration Reform, and talk a little bit about the danger of an open border over the last 2 years under Joe Biden. So that and more coming up on the program. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. I made a stop at Harwood this morning on the way up. Filled up, got a nice little breakfast sandwich. They are serving up a great lunch today, as always. Valley City as well. Meatloaf or chipped beef for West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Spaghetti and garlic bread, 12th Avenue, 929. NP Avenue, Swedish meatballs. Beef tips in Glendon. Mongolian beef in Yulin. Parmesan chicken on 45th and Sloppy Joe's in Castleton today. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. We are in Grand Forks at the Alaris Center for the Unmanned Aerial Systems UAS Summit that is happening. Senator Hoban on the stage right now with his special guest, General Chance Saltzman, Chief of Space Operations for the United States Space Force. This afternoon, Senator Kramer will take the stage with the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, that is David Alvin, General David Alvin. So we're going to be hearing from these folks as we go throughout the day. Right now, I want to say hi to Nick Flom. Nick is someone that is one of the pioneers here early on in the UAS test site by the FAA in this space, now is in the private sector, a specialist leader at Deloitte. Nick, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
You know, we talk about names like Northrop Grumman and General Atomics and Deloitte, and you're talking about mega, mega companies that are all operating in some way on the ground here. That says a lot just in and of itself, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I mean, continually
I get surprised on, A, telling people what's happening in North Dakota, their amazement of, you know, how all the heavy hitters are here, especially when you have, like, a national stage. And this, you know, event today really gets to showcase everything that the, you know, state region has to offer.
Talk to me like I'm a kindergartner and in explaining, you know, that story you tell about Grand Forks and what is happening here.
You know, so I think that, you know, you got started in kindergarten, and I don't know what grade we're in today. You know, I think that this event, we're in 17th year, so heck, we should be almost a college graduate by this standpoint. And quite honestly, I think that that's actually where we are. You know, we go back to the infancy of what did this mean for the region? What was the idea? You go back to, let's say, kindergarten. You're learning that first little bit. And there's no way that you're going to be able to predict what you're going to graduate or major in college as a kindergartner. And, you know, over the years, you surround yourself by friends, mentors, you know, as you start to grow up. And the Grand Forks region did the same thing. The state of North Dakota did the same thing. We started to get people who would give us good direction. Sometimes we'd take it or leave it. And then you start to continue to grow, and you start to get a followership that happens. And the next thing you know, you get to high school, and you start to really start to figure out who you are and others who want to be around you. And, you know, we hit that. We hit that when we got, you know, recognition by the FAA to go, you know what, if we're going to test this, let's do it in North Dakota. If we're going to test these types of technologies, let's do it in North Dakota. And then shortly after that, under the Trump administration, he recognized R&D is good, commercialization, that's what the private sector wants to see. And we got selected to be a part of a program called the Integration Pilot Program. So now in North Dakota, as we're starting to mature ourselves, we went, hey, we're great for research and development. We can also pull off the commercialization side. And that's, I think, you know, where we're seeing ourselves right now. You know, what does the graduate look like? The graduate looks like someone who has Vantus, you know, a state-of-the-art infrastructure investment to enable not only private industry for commercialization, but also everything that's happening at Grand Sky on the R&D side of things. You know, we've really matured ourselves. We've got ourselves into a position where, you know, it's really hard to not notice what's going on here.
And obviously companies are. What does it look like 10 years from now?
You know, I think that you start with a nucleus. You never really knew how big that nucleus was. And around a nucleus, you continue to build out an ecosystem. And we have a really strong nucleus. So I think that, you know, you look out 10 years, we don't have to establish the base anymore. The foundation is in place. And now it's just attraction. You know, now it's...
And organic growth. Huh?
Yes. Yeah. Fear of missing out. Who would have thought that North Dakota would be the place where you'd be fear of missing out? And it absolutely is, because you have a congressional delegation that's doing incredible work for us in Washington, giving us representation. Comes back to us. We have to execute. And we're doing a great job of doing that.
Pretty amazing. And... What part of this ecosystem is about defending the United States of America and our national security, and what part is about private sector uses?
Yeah, I think that they're very complementary. I get the honor of moderating a panel here, you know, coming up soon, and I have looking at technologies to enable the advancement of the you know, UAS ecosystem. And I've got Dave Fulcher from Customs and Border Protection, and I've got private industry working together for the same technology. So I think, you know, you start to look at, you know, how do we leverage technologies for both spots? And, you know, I think everything that we're going to be doing is actually in a complementary standpoint. We have not always done that with, you know, the DOD in the past. We've had a very DOD-centric commercialization, and we haven't seen a lot of that crossover. This industry is really changing things.
And Grand Forks is home to a lot of those small businesses.
Absolutely.
To take advantage of what's happening here. You're talking about exploring detect and avoid solutions that mitigate dangers in the airspace. Are we going to get to a point where you're going to need air traffic control for unmanned aerial systems?
Yeah, we'll always have some level of air traffic control. This is, I'm a pilot by background, so when I go up and fly, I want to make sure I don't run into things. Pretty important. So I have eyes to do that. When you remove a pilot out of the airplane, you still need eyes to make sure you don't run into things. And that's like what we're going to be talking about. I still, even when I'm, flying myself around, I still get, another set of eyes from air traffic controllers. So I think, from the safety of our airspace, they're going to play a critical role. But we're integrating unmanned aircraft to operate, right next to, commercial airliners, commercial traffic. Yourself down in Fargo, you see it every day. Our Air National Guard doing takeoffs and landings right next to Delta coming in for a landing. It's pretty wild.
It is. And, of course, speaking of the national security, operating all across the globe, tracking bad guys, standing up for the United States of America and our national security is really darn important. Talk to folks that might be looking for a new career, maybe parents that are trying to guide students into a career that's it's going to explode. From that standpoint, what's this frontier look like?
So I think that, we've opened up opportunities that we've maybe never seen before. When I went to pilot school, one of my first, and which brought me to North Dakota in the first place, by the way, we've already had a, renowned flight school at the University of North Dakota. One of the first things I had to get was a medical certificate. And I had to make sure that my eyes were 20/20, I could hear good enough, my heart was good. And if any one of those little details, my life could be just fine. But if any one of those, there wasn't my dream of being a commercial pilot. We had such a high standard for that. Because you're up in the air, you have to make a decision in the air. We actually have more opportunities to fly airplanes from the ground. We still have that same type of capability. People who maybe never would have been able to have the opportunity to fly, a commercial airline can now fly one of these aircraft remotely. So incredible opportunities that we've maybe never seen before. And then there's all the supporting components that go along into this. We have people who are operating the Vantas network. We have IT guys that are doing aviation things. Maybe never thought about that as a career path before. We've got companies like Sears Design, right here in Grand Forks that are building airplanes. We need that same type of airplane, the composite work that is being done on these advanced aircraft. We need that in the UAS space. So it's your maintenance, it's your tech, it's your pilots. STEM, STEAM, we can add other letters as needed. Each one of those absolutely touch everything that's going on in the UAS space.
So think about that, because this isn't going anywhere. This is only going to grow and grow and grow.
We need people.
And that's the thing. Speaking of people, the University of North Dakota has really done a wonderful job. Talk about what role they're playing in this.
Early to the game, for starters, first collegiate program in the country to have a major in unmanned aircraft systems 10-plus years ago, well before its time. And it's a path now. It's a path for a student who's going to come up to the university and go, hey, this is something I'm interested in. This is a path that I want to be looking at. But it keeps going beyond that, because UAS isn't just flying. We've now taken that. What does that mean for the oil and gas industry from an inspection standpoint? What does that mean for biological, resource management? As a pilot, you're sometimes kind of one-dimensional. You'd fly people. Now we get to fly operations that can be, support all of these different, majors at the university. Just about every major there. We can go down the street to NDSU. We can do the flying for them on, a lot of the majors down there as well. It's pretty incredible.
Fascinating story, Nick. And I know you've been part of it for a long time. Appreciate very much you joining us and give us a little bit of a story today from the UAS Summit.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Nick Flom, who's now with Deloitte, formerly headed up the test site, the FAA test site here in the Vantas, all part of this ecosystem that we're learning about, which is really taking off in Grand Forks, why we're here today for the UAS Summit. Short break, back with more after this, live from the Alaris Center, Grand Forks, and the UAS Summit and Expo. I'm Scott Hinnon on What's on Your Mind.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo. offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. The woke agenda, spirit of division, open borders, outrageous spending, record debts, $32 trillion, endless propaganda. Our America was meant to ebb and flow, but it seems the limits are increasingly being pushed. Let's get back to our founding principles of hard work, self-responsibility, and flying our statement of freedom, old glory. I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. That's 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Hi, this is Vince with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. It's time to own a sauna. Why? Wellness. It's the ultimate wellness machine. It's better than a flu shot, as I always say. Why? Because you're inducing an artificial fever every day, and what does your body do? It reacts by sweating. But that's just one of the many benefits. Discover all the benefits of a Finleo sauna at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. Or stop and see us at West Fargo, Grand Forks, or Bismarck. hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Lost those Beach Boys, is that right?
Oh, yeah, it was probably his biggest solo hit.
A cover of the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Booty, 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 bop.
Or whatever, yeah. What a character.
We're brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know, in a time where everything costs more. I mean, literally, everything costs more these days. And if you're managing a P&L, a business, a building, you just see one cost after another. Every time we open an envelope, something costs more. It's unbelievable. Well, my friends at H.A. Thompson can help with that because about 1,000 different buildings they are managing right now where they are repairing or replacing your HVAC equipment and you're paying one static price. Link service contracts from H.A. Thompson & Sons have saved so much money for so many businesses. And what you're really buying now is certainty. I want to know what that line item is going to be every month, and it can be with the help of the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more, hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Texture says, drones are cool and fun and fascinating until they put AI in control, because that's even cooler and fascinating. What could possibly go wrong? Will evil use these?
I would argue that AI is already a part of it. You know, the people that you want to talk about the Terminator and self-evolving and things like that, I don't know that I buy that far into it, but I mean they're already using a ton of AI in the flight plans and the flight systems. I mean,
this listener says it's not a matter of if, but when will evil, destructive people use them for power and money and control and death? The most legitimate question no one can answer or refuses to acknowledge that could ever happen. That'll never happen. People won't do that, the listener says sarcastically. Look, in every bit of technology, there is bad that comes with the good. And you've got to put in the measures. I think of the Internet and, child pornography. Just pick one thing. Or human trafficking. Now we have the good guys, the white hats, who are watching constantly and catching regularly bad actors in those spaces. So the same would be true with making sure you have the proper protocols in place. I mean, you don't do something, I should say you don't not do something because of how it could be twisted for evil. You protect against the evil. You think of all the bad things that could be done, and you put in precautions in favor of them. Otherwise, we literally could be in the Stone Ages again, because you could play the what-if game on every single one of those. That'd be my take. Welcome yours at 701-271-1100. Texture says we need to implement the safety measures and figure out how to stop the bad before we just let it all go and say, oh, well. Well, you can be sure they are. You can be sure they are. And that's one of the reasons this conference is happening. It's exactly why we do what we do in coming to an unmanned aerial system summit and talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. But Grand Forks is at the cutting edge of this. North Dakota is at the cutting edge of this. So it's a responsibility for these people who are facilitating the growth of this incredible industry to think about some of the things you're talking about. I don't disagree there at all. Not one bit. By the way, quick reminder, tomorrow on the program, Bill O'Reilly is going to join us. That Bill O'Reilly, the O'Reilly Factor. And he has a new book on the Salem witch trials. So he joins us tomorrow on the program. Look forward to that. Also, we're going to chat with Landon Alex tomorrow on the program. Landon is the chapter president for Turning Point USA at NDSU. And they are starting a petition to change the homecoming election process back to having one king and one queen. So,
talking about a female and a male, though, right?
Correct. Yes. Unfortunately, you need to
clarify that queen comment there.
Yeah. Change.org is where they're doing this. They have 121 signatures. Their goal is to get to 200. And this is an attempt, they say, not to undermine or invalidate the winners of 2023. Zach and Connor won fair and square. We congratulate them. Rather, this is a petition to institute a policy change for future elections.
Keep in mind, too, that Zach and Connor are not a couple. They're not gay. They just happen to be two guys that got the most votes on a system that eliminated the potential, I mean, to not have a female, a queen, in the homecoming court. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no,
comes out of equity, too, you know. That all comes out of
right.
DEI.
speaking of things that are evil.
Oh, right.
In the name of putting people in positions in schools and government, academia, in addition to public school systems, to be in charge of reverse racism. If you don't think that isn't rife with all the evil that your earlier listener had to question about when it comes to the U.S. space. There's a lot of evil in this world. We're in a battle of good versus evil. We've got to watch it all. All right, hour one in the books for the statewide edition of What's on Your Mind. When we come back, chat with Senator John Hoeven as he wraps up on the stage and others as well, live from Grand Forks today.
Have I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the light of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W 40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars $1.39. And Pop-Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. PetroServe
USA. In Minnesota, we work hard, and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Off your order.